Well, praise the Lord, and it is good to see you here today, because this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And this is our witness to our family and our friends that we are obedient to the Word of God that says, forsake not the gathering together. And we are here because God deserves our attendance. God deserves our sacrifice of praise. So it's good to be here on sacred and holy ground, and let's really think about what's going on in our lives and the burdens that we're carrying, the anger that we're dealing with, the frustrations, our fears. Just think about all those things and just let them go. Let them go and give them to God and prepare for communion. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, thank you that you have been with us every step of the way, that you know everything there is to know, that we can't hide a thing from you. You know us, Lord. You know what we do well, what we do wrong. You love us anyways. And so, God, we give to you this day our lives as living sacrifices. Do with us what you will. We give to you all that we have, our hopes and our dreams too. For we believe in you, God. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world, and that with you, God, all things are possible. And so we gather together in this place to worship you and to praise you, to become more like Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and open up our hearts and minds to receive the word that you have for us today. Fill us all with love for one another, and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. And the peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. Welcome. As you make your way back to your seats, I'm going to proceed with our announcements get our morning started. Again, welcome. Do we have any visitors this morning? I'm looking around. I don't see maybe a visitor. If you would like some information about our church, you have several options. You can raise your hand now, and the ushers will come forward and give you a packet of information. You can see the pastor or me or Diane after worship, or if you so desire, there are packets that you can retrieve yourself in the narthex. They're hanging on the shepherd's crook. A reminder, please sign the attendance sheets that are in the red folders in each pew. Sign that sheet. And if you are a visitor and would like some information, that's another alternative too. Just check that you would like someone to contact you. Please pass them to others and bring them back to the center aisle. Also in the red folder, you'll find 3.5 by 5 index cards. Those are our prayer cards. If you do have a prayer request this morning, complete those, and the ushers will bring them forward to Pastor Bruce. Our August memory verse. It's hard to believe we're in August. Summer is just about gone, and we're almost back to school. But our first Sunday in August, our memory verse can be found on the top center of your page 1 of your bulletin. It is Psalm 23:4. I would like you to repeat that twice through. Join me now. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and staff comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, it's really interesting. I'm sitting up here listening a little bit to the echo, and if you look at that second sentence, thy rod and staff comfort me, for those of us that have recited that, we're just talking thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So it was kind of actually neat to hear that, because you weren't looking at your bulletin, you already knew your memory verse, so that was kind of special. We do have several announcements this morning from Laurie, who is now presently in our nursery, and we'll be heading off to camp this week with her grandchildren. She is our hoagie steward our hoagie steward. She sells the hoagie. She's our camp steward. And a reminder that there are hoagie order forms on the table in the narthex. The final hoagie sale for the summer will be delivered on August 20th. And as a reminder, those hoagie sales are for our camperships, and they help sponsor both the youth and adults here in the church. So that's been a nice ministry. Youth news, a reminder, Pastor Stephen Mannion is up in the balcony with his lovely wife. If you have any particular questions, parents of youth, there is an event going on this Saturday, Weed and Feed, and there are some particular details in the bulletin, so please take a look at that. Diane Runser now has an announcement about our church picnic.
Attention church shoppers, we have a blue light special. Oh, wait, that was the wrong announcement. Just a minute. Oh, okay. We have a church picnic coming up on the 14th. You've heard me every week talk about this. I have about 50 people signed up, but I see some faces out there that don't have names to match on here. This is open to everybody in the church, whether you're a member or not. If you're a visitor, you're still welcome to come to have food and fellowship. Sign your name. Or fill out the sheet that some of you have in your bulletin. If you don't know what you want to bring, that's okay. Put a question mark. But we would like to have as many people as possible. Last year we had 60, so I'd like to see if we could beat that by at least one. So I'll pass this around. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Also in your bulletin this morning, please note our back-to-school donation drive. There is actually a flyer that gives some specific information. The giveaway will be on Saturday the 26th here at the church, 9 to 12. Please pass the word, and any and all are welcome to come and take. It's not a sale. It's a giveaway to take things that they may need. And hopefully our heart will be open as we bring in our donations the next 2 weeks. And also in your bulletin, please note there is a specific announcement with regard to volunteers. We need volunteers for just about every aspect of the church. For those of you that might be tired of seeing my face every Sunday, I'm a worship host. So if you would like to do worship host duties on first service or second service, please give me a call, and there are many other areas in the church that you can volunteer. And it doesn't have to be a year-long commitment. It could be as needed. And just a reminder, please take note of the remaining events and other activities going on in the life of your church throughout our bulletin this morning. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship. Yep, Fritz, I'm going to do that on when it's time to sing. Fritz is telling me that there's a mistype, couldn't think of the word, in your bulletin, and it's 4:51, but I would have told you to turn there in 4:51. But we have a few other steps first, Fritz.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane, for that toe-tapping opening. I would now ask that you rise and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt, Psalm 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. From you let my vindication come. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, concerning what others do, I have avoided the ways of the violent by following your word. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your hand. Please remain standing and turn now in your red hymnal to page 451. That's 451, Be Thou My Vision.
Michael Motorcycle. You already did this once this morning, didn't you? Huh? This is your second go round. All right, let's show the folks what we did, okay? Come on with me. Okay. Michael, what do you think this is made out of? Wood. This is made out of wood. How about this? This is my sermon. What's it doing up here? What's this made out of, this stuff here? Paper? Yep, eventually, yeah, it comes from wood, from trees. Communion holders. What's that made out of?
Metal.
Right. And the carpet that we're walking on, what's it made out of? String, fibers, yep. Oh, how about, yeah, pretty much the same. What's this made out of?
Concrete.
Concrete, very good. Concrete. What about what the lights are hanging on? What are they made out of? Some kind of wires, huh? Yeah, wires, cable. Yeah. How about those colored stuff? What is that? Glass. Yes. Glass. Tell me, who made all of this stuff? The concrete, the glass, the carpets, the wood, the pews, the metal. Who made that? Not really. I mean, indirectly, but people made it. People. Factories make this stuff. Factories make this stuff here. And craftsmen design the wood that you see. And craftspeople, people who were very artistic, made the prayer shawls and that. And the concrete made by engineers and carpenters and concrete workers. People. Now, what is, I'm almost afraid to ask, but what's this made out of? Well, a lot of stuff, huh? There's a lot of organs and blood being carried around by capillaries and arteries and veins, and there's hair and skin and bones and you know, and some people it's put together really well, but then we have Mike, you know, it's Grandpa, just but anyways, who made him? Now you say, God. God made him. God made all of us. We're not made by some big bang theory. There wasn't some huge explosion and we were just accidentally thrown together. It's not how it worked. God made us. And God made us fearfully and wonderfully. It's amazing how God made us. And God cares about us. Everything. He said that the Bible says that he knows the number of hairs on our head. How many hairs do I have in my head? None, right? Right. It's easy, right? Yeah, on the top. But God made us, and God gave us wisdom to make everything else around us. God gave us the wisdom to make these pews or Suzanne's powered wheelchair. God gave us the wisdom to make that stuff, the lights and the glass, the concrete. So we should use what God gave us wisely, and we should treat one another with respect because we were created by God. So it's pretty cool that everything that's been made is been made by God in one way or another. Either God made us and we made something else, or God made us, period. And if you go outside and you look at the trees and the bushes and the flowers and the birds, God made all that. We had nothing to do with that. So, come on up here. Well, here, you can have two, since you've done this twice. Put your hand there. All right. Lord Michael and I come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you for the beauty of your creation. Help us to be good creators and to take care of that which you have blessed us with. For we ask all this in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, amen.
If not for your kindness, if not for your healing love, where would I be? If not for your patience, if not for your goodness, if not for your saving grace, where would I be? I was lost when you found me, born without hope, till with faith I looked to the cross. Triumphed, and I'm found in you. Your blood is my ransom. Your love is my fortress. Your spirit, my counselor. It all comes from you. I was lost when you found me, born without hope, till with faith I look to the cross.
Thank you, Miss, for that beautiful selection. Our word of God this morning is taken from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 31. I'll be reading from the Revised Standard Version. Here is the story of Jacob wrestling at Peniel. The same night he arose and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go, unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And then he said, "Your name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Tell me, I pray, your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his thigh. Here ends the reading in Genesis of Jacob's wrestling with the Lord. I would now ask our presentation of God's tithes and offerings when our ushers come forward.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this offering and multiply it. Use it as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the much-needed gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting and broken world. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody have a joy that they want to share? Fresh garden vegetables. Bob brought in a bunch of vegetables from his garden. They're out in the narthex. Help yourself. My personal favorite again, indoor plumbing. Family and friends. Yep, speaking of family and friends, Friday night Bonnie and I went to the Pirate game. She didn't get off work till 6. But they held up the game waiting for us to get there. It was very nice of them. And then after the game was finally over, we got to watch the band, Chicago. Oh, great, great music. Of course, that wasn't over until 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was a grand time. Praise the Lord. So, other joys. Grandchildren are a joy. Sure, some sun, absolutely, sunshine. Colors, as I look out, I see a sea of different colors people are wearing. What is it? Football season, that's right. Glad that Stoyan is back, yes. That's good. So for all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils. It's our homework. We want to pray for our David here and for Doris, Lois. Pray for Nancy. Continue to keep the Wobrack families in your prayers. Wobrack families. Ellen died last week. Jean, pray for Jean. So David and Doris, Lois, Nancy, Jean, Marlon and Evelyn. Appreciate you to keep Bonnie in your prayers. Who else? Chuck? Yeah. Joe. Keep Joe, Suzanne's Joe in prayer. traveling mercies for everybody on the road. Pray for our church and our country and our country's leaders, victims of the floods that we've had recently, addicts. Yes, got that. Yes, Joyce, cataract surgery this week. Okay, keep Terry in your prayers. And if you have an unspoken request, raise your hand up. That's your act of faith. God sees the hand, knows the details. Like touching the hem of Jesus' garment. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks for our blessings. Forgive us, God, when we don't take time to count those blessings and to really appreciate them. For indeed, your handiwork is amazing. So thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And dear Heavenly Father, we believe. Help our unbelief. We believe that you're greater than any problem that we have or anybody else has. We believe that with you, God, all things are possible. And the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus. By his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. Yes. Yes, Lord, we are your children. So we lift up into the light and love of your presence David and Lois and Doris and Nancy and Jean and Marlon and Evelyn, our country and our country's leaders, our church, Joe, all those who are traveling, Terry, Pastor Stephen, and Dawn and the youth group. We lift up to you, Mary Lou. Lord, we pray for addicts and their families and friends. We lift up Bonnie to you, victims of all those floods. God, we believe, help our unbelief. We lift up to you the unspoken request as well. And God, we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand for the reading of the gospel if you are able. Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 13. This is the word of the Lord. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already getting late. Send the people away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They don't need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," Jesus said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Well, that's the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. The definition of impossible, according to the dictionary, impossible means not able to occur, not able to exist, not able to be done. that's something that is impossible. Can't happen. Can't be done. Jesus had just learned that his cousin, John the Baptist, was beheaded in prison. Not only was John the Baptist his cousin, but he was the herald for Christ. He was the one who was saying, make straight paths in the wilderness to repent and be baptized. He was preparing the world for Jesus. And he gets beheaded in prison. So Jesus, as is his custom, early in the morning he's out to a solitary place to mourn the loss, to pray. And he goes out in a boat. He's out on the lake. And the people know he's out on the boat. He's out on the lake. And they see him out there. And they follow along on the shore. Not just one, two, or three people, but a lot. Thousands of people. They follow him along until finally Jesus is putting back in the shore. And they're there waiting for him. And when Jesus saw the crowd, it says, he had compassion on them. And he healed the sick. And he preached and he taught. And he was with them all day. Ha. Talking to 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So let's be conservative. Let's say there was another 1,000 of women and children. So we have 6,000 people. Can you picture that? 6,000 people. How big of an area would that encompass? Imagine the people in the back. You know it's off too, don't you? And yet we're only about 55, 57 people. And we're inside of a nice acoustical environment. And if I lift my voice up enough, you could hear me if I yell loud enough. But could you imagine me trying to talk to 6,000 people with no sound system, no loudspeakers? For me to talk to 6,000 people and expect them all the way in the back especially to hear me, that would be impossible. Impossible. You know, that was a logistical nightmare. 6,000 people gathered together outside. My favorite, indoor plumbing. Well, there was none of that. Water. Man, yeah, porta potty in that day was behind the tree or rock. 6,000 people spread out, listening to Jesus, and he's touching them and healing all those among them who are sick. Can you imagine how many people were sick among 6,000 with any kind of ache or pain? And so the day grows on. He's been there all day. It's starting to get dark out. And the disciples come to Jesus and they say, send them away so they can get something to eat. And Jesus says, you feed them. You feed them. I need a couple of volunteers. A couple of volunteers. Come on down. That's it. A few more. Good, good. We're going to feed the 6,000. I think I have enough here. I've got, let's see. Now, they brought a young lad and his lunch to the Lord. This young lad had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Well, this was a smart young man. He didn't have huge loaves of bread, I'm sure. They were small loaves, something he could carry easily. 2 fish would have been dried fish. So that was going to be his lunch and whatever else he wanted to eat it for. He wasn't there to sell it. He'd have had a lot more than that. But he only had 5 loaves of bread, two fish. I'm going to give you those two. We'll give you, see, there's four loaves of bread there. There's two fish. One, two. Okay. Now, it said that everybody ate until they were satisfied. 6,000 people. So it wouldn't have been like we do for intinction. You know how when you come up for intinction and you take a piece that I can't even see between your fingers? And you dip your fingers in there and then you stick your fingers in your mouth. You know? Hey, when you come up for intinction, baby, rip off a big hunk here because it's communion. Yes. Enjoy. Christ has come to give us life and to give us life abundant. But anyways, I digress. People got enough to eat. So they got enough to eat. I mean, I don't know about you, but I need a lot more than this to be satisfied, okay? So we're gonna go ahead and feed you guys. And just to be fair about it, we're going to tear it in half so it'll go further. So tear it in half any way you want, okay? Okay, you ready? That's all right. You just take your time. Because we're going to feed 6,000 people here. Okay, Lord, we pray that you bless this food. Go feed them. We got five loaves, and these two loaves here represent two fish. So see how far it goes. Give it to whoever you want. No, don't go up to the balcony. Let them people starve up there. Five loaves and two fish. They're already handing that out. Now, that one isn't in the Bible. That was just an extra one. There you go. It's fresh bread. You can eat it. Do you want some mayonnaise and bologna to go with that too? Or? Well, you're sitting next to Fritz. You'll hear a lot of whining, so just... Okay, and you know, and the whole idea isn't that you share it, because if you share it, there's not enough to fill you up. Just... See, if everybody got a bite, that's not going to fill you up. There's no way we can feed 6,000 people, even if you gave a microscopic little piece to everybody. You know, maybe God really did multiply this. They just keep handing it out and handing it out. I'm surprised they haven't run out yet. You still have that left?
Yep.
Okay. Give it to somebody. Give it to anybody. Don't bring it back up here. Don't want it. Oh, I'm fine. I'm good. You can keep it for yourself. Okay. So for us to feed 6,000 people with five loaves, two fish, I don't care if the loaves were this big, it would be impossible. Impossible to do that. Impossible to speak to people from that far away. The logistics are just out of control. But in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, they were talking about rich people getting into heaven, camels going through the eye of a needle. Jesus said, he looked at them and he said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And you need to hear this. Sure, we don't have enough bread to feed 6,000 people. But if God gets his hands on it, it's more than enough for 6,000 people, right? Because we know the rest of the story. They collected 12 basketfuls of leftovers. 12 basketfuls of leftovers. And I can't help but wonder if it's in some bakery somewhere still feeding the masses. What we learn here is that God takes the little bit we have and multiplies it when we give it to him. When you take whatever you've got and give it to God for God's glory, God is going to use it as he sees fit. And he'll multiply it as much as he needs it. Because with God, all things are possible. So when you give him your brokenness, when you give him your burdens and your fears, All things are possible with God. We've got to quit looking at the impossibilities in our lives because we do that real well. Oh, I can't do that. I can't do. There's no way I can do that. Can't afford it. Not old enough. Too young enough. I'm not healthy enough. Not smart enough. I'm afraid. I'm embarrassed. Too complicated. God doesn't want our ability. All God wants is our availability. Because the Holy Spirit will take care of the rest. He'll take the little bit we give him and multiply it and use it. And there'll be an abundance. Because with God, all things are possible. We are children of the Most High God. And so many people look at the Bible and say, well, what Jesus wants us to do is impossible. He wants us to love our enemies. Sounds impossible? No. Not when you give it to God. He wants us to clothe naked and feed the hungry, visit those who are in prison, take care of the sick. But there are so many of them. How can we do that? We'll do a few here, a few there, but how can we take care of everybody? Sounds impossible, but with God, all things are possible. He wants us to forgive people who have hurt us. Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor, but I draw the line there because I'm not forgiving that fella or that woman or whoever. I'm not forgiving them for what they've done. Not forgiving them for what they've said. With God, all things are possible. Quit looking at the impossibilities. Don't look at the impossibilities in your life. Jesus said in Matthew 21:21, Jesus replied, truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, which he cursed because it didn't bear fruit and it withered up and died, he says, but you can also say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it will be done. How do we know that's true? Because with God, all things are possible. So no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through in life, if it's God, if God is calling you to do that, you have nothing to fear. Because with God, all things are possible. You and I need to see a world of possibilities because we serve a mighty and awesome God. And we know friends, co-workers, and family who are in impossible situations. And they need to hear about the impossibilities. They need to hear about our God with whom all things are possible. So not only do we have to apply this to our own lives, we've got to share it with the world. Because no matter what science or doctors or banks or news reports or anybody else tells us, no matter what happens, how bad we get hurt, how impossible a task seems, you got to remember whose you are. I'm a child of the King. And with God, all things are possible. Broken relationship, a marriage that's suffering, busted home, give it to God. Because with God, all things are possible. Bills are wiping you out. Give it to God. Because with God, all things are possible. Bad doctor's report, give it to God. Somebody that hurt you really bad and you just can't get over your anger, give it to God. And it goes on and on and on. Because with God, all things are possible. God loves you, and so do I. If you'll turn in your hymnals to page 15, Service of Word and Table 3. We're going to have intinction today. And as you come forward for communion today, I want you to come forward thinking about whatever it is that you've got hanging over your head. I want you to come forward telling yourself that with God all things are possible. And give Jesus a great big hug. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, Lord God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth, the author and sustainer of life, the giver of immortal gladness. We praise you and thank you for our salvation, which we did not deserve, for there was no way we could save ourselves. But you made all things possible, and you saved us. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And on that night that Jesus would be betrayed, he had that last meal with his disciples. During that meal, he took the bread, and after he had blessed it, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this bread, that it would be for us the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. He broke the bread. Then he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, for this is my body, which is given for you. Likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And after he had blessed the cup, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this cup, that it would be for us the cup of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. He gave it to his disciples, saying, take and drink you all of this. For this is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. He said, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, into these elements. Come, Holy Spirit, into our hearts, into our homes, into our church. Come and have your way with us. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, three in one. Your will be done. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. May the ushers please, would they... We also have gluten-free here at the altar rail. For anybody that needs gluten-free, please come up to the altar rail if you're bothered by intinction in any way. We have the little cups and gluten-free crackers. His blood. You've just hugged Jesus. We've just remembered all that he's done for us. I pray that we also remember that with God all things are possible because of communion, because of the covenant that he's made with us, because of his promises, we cannot fall. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand and sing, standing on the promises. With God, all things are possible. In God's way, in God's time. But is there anything that God cannot do? No. Is there anything that is impossible with God? No. So be bold. Go out and see a world of possibility in your relationships, at work, at home, at school, at play. Look into the broken lives of your friends and family and introduce them to the one with whom all things are possible. And give God the glory. Dear Heavenly Father, pour out your Spirit upon us. Fill us with the boldness of your Holy Spirit, God. From the top of our heads to the tips of our toes to the ends of our fingers. For your honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.